You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It is my great pleasure now to introduce Siobhan to the microphone, Siobhan Suleiman. He is going to be doing a presentation at the Shepparton Library on Sunday, and we're going to find out what exciting things he's got for us. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you so much for having me on here today. It's an enormous pleasure. And good morning to all the listeners. I hope you're all having a great morning.
I'm sure they will, and all the better for hearing from you. Do tell me, just give us a very brief, the Siobhan story, and how you came to be doing what you are doing now, and in fact, exactly what you are doing now, and then we'll move on to Sunday.
Of course. Well, I was actually born and raised in Shep, so I'm a Shep boy.
Yay.
I went to Brewster Street Primary for primary school and Shepparton High for high school. I finished that in 2016 and then continued on to do a Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Physics at the University of Melbourne, which I completed in 2019. I then was introduced to the world of optics in physics by my now supervisor, Professor Anne Roberts, who I was fortunate enough to get a scholarship with to do a summer research project on. And optics is just the study of light and how it behaves and interacts with the stuff around us. I was then fortunate enough to continue on with her to do my Master of Science in Physics, which I completed in December, just recently gone. And now I recently begun my PhD in March, also investigating optics in physics, and more specifically, meta-optics, which is going to be the focus of this Sunday, which is an exciting, new, fascinating field where we're investigating the optical physics beyond what's currently conceivable today, where the phrase meta is Greek for beyond.
Okay, so you're going to
develop to extract information that's contained in light, which we normally can't see, and make it visible for us. And therefore, we can open up a whole new world that's unseen today.
Yeah, you're going to sort of take over where Einstein left off, from the sound of that. And with all the current discoveries in cosmology at the moment and planets circling most of the stars, that kind of thing, your meta-optics is going to give us a bit of an idea of actually what's going on there. So
that's right.
Having said that, that, of course, is going forward. But what's coming up on Sunday at the Shepparton Library?
So I'm very excited to be able to bring this event down to the Shepparton Library on Sunday, 1 o'clock till 3 p.m., as part of the Australian Research Council Centre of Excellence for Transformative Meta-Optical Systems, or TMOS for short, which is a government-funded collaboration between partner universities across Australia, which the university is one of them. Our research there is involved into meta-optics. We've developed this new science show to be able to deliver to the community, to engage people in light science and be able to access these sort of concepts that they normally wouldn't have access to. And the first of these events, I'm very excited and pleased and honoured as well to be able to bring to my hometown of Shepparton. And that's going to be at the library this weekend, which I'm very grateful for GB Libraries for hosting us and accommodating us. In particular, Bronwyn Cole, who has put in an enormous amount of effort in collaborating with me and us, and also the Greater Shepparton Foundation, pioneered by CEO Cheryl Hammer, who's supported this event as well. We'll be able to deliver this event to the public, general public. There's no age limits. People from all walks of life are welcome to come along and learn a few things about light science and the story of light, to see how light science has progressed through human history to bring us to where we are today as a society, and also have a look at, or a bit of insight into, meta-optics, whatever this new fascinating field may be, we can learn about on Sunday, can shape our future with new futuristic technology.
Sounds.
And for the science show, we have a few fun demonstrations to present, including a laser show. And then following that, we'll have some practical hands-on demonstrations where the public can come up and actually get a hands-on experience with some light science-y things, and also ask us any questions that they may have.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, do tell, is this basically aimed at senior high school students who you may introduce to physics in the hope they may continue to carry down that path? Or is it a more general informative type presentation?
Well, definitely both. More so towards the former, where we'll be definitely aiming towards the younger generation in hopes of inspiring them and breaking down any barriers that they may have in pursuing any of their dream goals, be it science or anything else. But more generally as well, the general public from all, like I mentioned before, all walks of life, any ages. It's never too late to chase your dreams in whatever that may be. We'll be pitching it towards the younger generation. So, yeah, there's no technical jargon going on. It's going to be completely informal, nothing academic about it. Our aim towards this event is to be able to break down barriers. Having personally gone through difficult circumstances and breaking down my own barriers, I want to demonstrate to the public that it is possible, regardless of whatever circumstances they may face, by saying, here are real-life scientists. We're here. You can speak to us. You can be us if you want to, or whatever you want to may be, if it's not science. And just humanize these sort of concepts that may be intimidating or inaccessible otherwise.
Yeah, no, that's a really good aim to have. And, of course, science is an ever-developing field, supports the technology that, certainly in our country, underpins our society. So it's not just some esoteric thing that, you know, maybe we're, nice to know. I mean, these things are really cutting-edge communications, laser technology, all that kind of thing is absolutely critical to our society going forward.
And the entire reason everybody can hear us right now is because of light, radio waves, which is an invisible form of light, right?
Yep, electromagnetic waves, and in the sound barrier, in fact, 98.5 on this particular case. But that's great. And the other message that I'm getting out of this, and I hope other people will too, is that someone such as yourself, I think you said Boucher Street Primary, heading off to high school right here in Shepparton, can then become a scientist and participate in this cutting edge research.
That's right, and that's what I'm really passionate about, is delivering these sort of messages regardless of any circumstances that people may face and where they may be brought up from. These sort of possibilities are always possible, right? Regardless of where you can come from. And being a Shep boy, going to Shep High, growing up in Shepparton, you don't have these sort of resources readily available all the time. In particular, these sort of events can be quite rare. So increasing this exposure to the community to say, here are these opportunities. They're all there for you if you want to pursue them. And all it takes is just a message to us or their school or a quick search on the internet if people have access to the internet, and they can make their dreams come true.
Yeah, and that is a very powerful message. And look, all you got to do is be prepared to dream the dream, put the work in to make it happen. Bingo.
That's it.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us this morning. Been fantastic. And we really look forward to Sunday, 5th of June. That is, of course, this Sunday between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. at the Shepparton Library. And if you'd like to know more, you can jump on gvlibraries.com.au. And I hope you get lots and lots of people there. You're talking down my alley. I might even try and make it myself if I can.
It would be an absolute pleasure to have you and everybody else down this weekend. I'm very much looking forward to it. It'd be an absolute honour to be able to bring this event down in my hometown and just engage the general community in the stuff that we're passionate about. in hopes of it hopefully inspiring at least one person in pursuing the things that they want to pursue that they may not have otherwise. If we can achieve that, then we've definitely done our job. So I'm excited, looking forward to seeing everybody there, and hopefully people can be entertained at the least.
Yeah, I'm sure they will, and I'm sure they'll be informed as well. And hopefully, as you say, some will be inspired. Shaban, thank you for joining us. And yeah, looking forward to this Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m., Shepparton Library. If you have any interest in physics and optics, make sure you're there.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.